Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. What do you have to do to become a Christian? That is a question at the heart of Paul's ministry to the Gentiles. That's the non-Jews. Welcome to my series, Paul on a Mission, where Paul is facing some new challenges. At the church in Antioch, that's the place where Paul was sent out for his first missionary journey. The church was facing a crisis. There were Jewish teachers coming down from Judea teaching that all Christians needed to be circumcised according to the law of Moses. These teachings were causing a great confusion in the church. Now, Paul and Barnabas taught in Antioch and throughout the entire region that all was needed to become a Christian is faith in the person of Jesus Christ. So the elders at Antioch sent Paul and Barnabas to Jerusalem to confront the ruling council on this matter. The debate in Jerusalem was intense. The Apostle Peter stood up and addressed the assembly. I have seen from my own experience that God used me to deliver the message of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, who then heard the gospel message. They received the gospel and believed in our Lord Jesus and were saved. I saw them receive the Holy Spirit with tongues of fire. Paul and Barnabas also shared their experiences in the Gentiles receiving the good news of the gospel message. After much debate, the council sent a letter to the church in Antioch to confirm the teachings of Paul and Barnabas, that the Gentiles just needed faith in the person of Jesus Christ to save them, and they could be saved by the grace of God. Nothing else was needed to become a Christian. The church in Antioch rejoiced in the letter they received from the Jerusalem Council because it confirmed their church was preaching the correct gospel message. But the message was not to sit in Antioch, but needs to be spread throughout the entire region. Paul and Barnabas are looking at another journey. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.